This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Jasmine, why don't you go ahead and introduce this topic? You just had something come up that we think should be of interest to people.
Yes. I have experience talking to a recruiting manager for a broadcasting company, a fairly large one. He called me and he let me know that someone I had referred for a position was denied the position because of some social media postings that they had found. They'd looked for this person online. Obviously, they will Google your name, and they found some things that they called quote-unquote questionable content.
And this was not photos of this person passed out at a party
No.
or something. This was more of a political nature.
This was of a political nature. This person is very outspoken about how they feel regarding lots of topical news issues. And I think they found it questionable for themselves for this person to be writing the news, producing news, and be so out there about how they feel about different things going on.
Yeah, and Jonathan, this is nothing new, of course. For example, political yard signs. If you're a journalist, you probably don't want to stick those in your yard.
Exactly. Being as neutral as you can is the most preferable way to be. And I also would just say that from a hiring manager standpoint, you know, unlike the ads that you see for like mutual funds, prior acts do indicate future performance. So when you're evaluating a candidate for a job, it is always fair game to see what they're doing on social media. And I have no problem with a hiring manager say, look at this person's behavior in the past. That's the best indicator of the behavior they're going to have moving forward. And we need to be careful for that. And we don't want to have this person associated with, especially when for a lot of these jobs, especially in the media, the ratio of applicants to jobs can be 20, 30, 50 to 1.
Right.
There's no reason to take a chance on it.
Is there not some merit in putting your political positions, your influences, your thinking out there so people know what you think instead of wondering what your hidden agenda might be?
I mean, I think this is an issue that is definitely very commonly talked about now in our business because there are people who do take sides very openly. But typically, these people are fairly well established in their career at that point, at least the people that I know who have done that. And I think they maybe feel that they are becoming closer to their audience in some ways, but there are still some hot button issues that people aren't going to touch.
Well, and I think that in general, you have to know what your future employer is going to want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe that the job market is full of employers who do want you on record publicly with your opinion on something that you may end up covering or on something where people are going to make a value judgment on your morals because you've taken this position publicly on one side or another of a controversial issue, then go ahead and do it if that's what you think is out there. But I think that this really has almost nothing to do with journalism because these same kind of criteria are being held to people who don't operate in – whose job it isn't to maintain the public trust on covering controversial issues. You can be an accountant and they'll go into your social media posts and if they see a lot of controversial stuff, they may choose not to offer you a job. You can be of any job and have that happen to you.
Right. That just happened to a teacher in the St. Louis area. I was reading a news story just last week about this. And this person has been put on administrative leave because of Twitter, a Twitter profile they have. They weren't using their real name, but a picture of them. And it was traced back to them. A parent complained about what they were saying on Twitter. So even if you're a teacher outside of the news business entirely, K through 12, you're still going to be scrutinized.
I think the takeaway message from this is that, and this is the hardest thing to try to get young people to understand, because they've had social media their whole lives. You can say whatever you want. You just need to be prepared to pay the consequences for it. And that may include someone not wanting to offer you a job or some other thing that would be detrimental to your professional career. Yeah, you can hold any position you want, but if you're going to broadcast it to the world or transmit it to the world via social media, you just have to be prepared to pay the consequences.
Yeah, and it's amazing when you get on social media and you see people who you thought you knew pretty well, what some of their opinions are on topics, and it's very tough to hold your tongue sometimes and not join in. But has a political debate ever been decided on social media? No, you're just adding to the noise. So what's the point of even doing it, especially if it might jeopardize your chance of getting hired someplace?
Well, but I think that if you feel strongly enough about an issue that you are willing to put everything else in jeopardy to be able to go for it, then I think you should go for it. If you believe that there is some ill out there that is plaguing society and is bad and awful and you want to crusade for that, by all means you should go for it. You just need to be prepared for the fact that there are some outcomes that are going to be related to that. I don't ever want to tell anybody, don't be passionate about something you feel very strongly about. Just be aware of the fact that with that there comes consequences.
Yeah. With social media, what I stand up for is very – I mean, I really think about what am I going to be out there for? What am I going to talk about? I really want my students to not realize where I am in the spectrum of things. And they, you know, maybe spend enough time with me, they'll figure out kind of where I lie a little bit. But I really am very thoughtful about what I'm putting out there.
Photos of something you're about to eat.
Well, that's very safe typically.
Depends on where you eat.
True.
Well, really though, let's say hypothetically I went to Chick-fil-A and I took a photo of my lunch at Chick-fil-A and posted it online. Because of the political beliefs of the owners of Chick-fil-A, some people may interpret that, or if I go buy something at Hobby Lobby,
right,
someone may interpret that as me having a certain political opinion. So, you know, I think it's very difficult to balance all of these things. You know, how do you have any kind of identity in the world when anything you do can be misinterpreted that way? It's a balancing act, but you know, I think that it really probably only affects the people who take it to a certain extreme.
Yeah, and when it comes to social media, I see it as branding. Ultimately, it is your personal brand. So what are you putting out there for everyone else to see? You don't necessarily have to put everything you think out on Facebook. You put out what you want people to know.
I think the other thing that college students and people who are early in their career need to be taught is they think they're so clever because they think they can hide their profiles.
Yeah.
I think that you know, using your first name and then your middle name as your last name, I found everyone I've ever looked for on Facebook or on Twitter using those kinds of things. It's not that hard to find people. So people think, well, I'll just, you know, do this clever thing and you won't be able to find me. It's easy to do.
Yeah, and employers also, especially in the media business, they want to know that you are on social media and that you're using it in a way that they approve of. So they're going to check for those kinds of things. They do not want to hire someone that has no experience with social media. So if they can't find you, it's going to be suspect in some way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.